And they did that again. The Wall Street Journal article came out a couple weeks ago, and I'll probably try to put a write-up on that out to everybody. But it was really great. It was super news. And looking at all the companies, there are a bunch of them that increased their sales by over $100 million. Direct sales is off the charts today. It's been growing rapidly ever since 2008. Of course, when the economy goes down, what happens? Direct sales goes up. So it's seen a huge surge in direct sales industry. So it's fun to be a part of that as well and see what's going on around the world and how many millions of people are involved in direct sales and how many billions of dollars are being sold through this model. So fun to see all that happening. So we'll like I said, we'll get out a review of that sometime this week, hopefully before I leave. And you can go to directsellingnews.com and access that Wall Street Journal article, directsellingnews.com. That's great, Lid, thanks. directsellingnews.com, and look for the Wall Street Journal article. Great. Okay, any questions by anyone out there before I do the book review for today? Okay, let's jump in and get started. The book I picked out for today was one that was actually thrown out in the webinar, two-day session, training session that we had with Leonie and Vincent from South Africa 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, and it's called Copycat Marketing 101. And she goes, sure, everybody's read that book, haven't they? And I was like, no, I never read the book. So I never heard of the book. That's even funnier, I guess, for some people. But I don't know how many on this call had ever heard of this book. But I thought, clearly, if there's so much going on around this book and people are excited about it, I ought to read it. So I spent the time over the weekend reading this book. It's a quick read. It's not a long book. It's something any of you can get. In fact, I think Lydia bought it on the internet for $99 cents, Lyd? 99 cents. The shipping costs four times as much as the book. But she got the book in here, and I went through it. Small little book, easy read, like I said. But what a blessing. This is kind of one of those books. I said, why do you need this book? And I need, number one, I said, for prospecting, so you can truly attract people to your business, because it gives you a ton of ideas on how to prospect people, because it talks about the industry and why we're different and why you need to pursue this. And we're going to review all the content of the book today on this call. But the other thing you need is it's a great book to help build your belief system. So if you find yourself waning or waffling on network marketing or direct sales, you need to read this book. It'll really help you get refocused on the beautiful parts of this whole business that sometimes we just dismiss because we start listening to what other people say. And when you start hearing people and naysayers and people are stuck out there, my greatest response to them is, it sounds like you have an attitude around network marketing. Could you tell me what your opinion is? I go right in the face of it because I know that every objection is an opportunity for me to educate people. So if you read this book, you can get some great fine-tuned points to talk about when you're educating people. Instead of, you know, crumbling into a little piece of a little crumb or just falling apart or running off into the sunset when people are negative about network marketing, why not help support your industry in a very positive way? That's what you want to do, because every time you run the other direction or get angry what you're doing is you're losing your own belief system. You're giving up on this industry, which is gigantic and has changed millions of people's lives. So it has the greatest impact for the average American and average person around the world. And when you hear some of the success stories and you meet these people, it's just overwhelming to see how it changes people's lives. So I'm suggesting it's a great book to help build your belief system and give you the fodder, as we call it, to be able to educate people who might have a negative attitude. Now, you might not change their attitude. It's not up for you. That's a choice they make, whether they want to be more intelligent about network marketing and direct sales or they choose to be stuck in their judgment around it. That's a choice they only make. You don't make that for them. But if you can give them great information, you have an opportunity to just push that button a little bit further in the direction of, hey, this is an honorable profession. This is something that I should start respecting instead of just poo-pooing like I've been doing. So you might help change that person's attitude. They may never sign up with you, but at least it's one less person that's out there being negative about the industry. So great for that. So help support your belief system. It's great for, you know, you to be able to attract more people to you, build your belief system, language you can use in response to negativity. It's great for your life and for living your dreams so that you understand the opportunity that it presents and so that you don't continue following a path that's only going to keep you just floating, just barely above water in this incredible life that we have, that we can formulate anything we want. We can choose what we want to create, yet we're somehow getting stuck in this, you know, just kind of dog paddling for life. And again, I also put in there that it's also a great book for all those waiting for you to really show up. Because how many people in your life are looking at you in some kind of way of, hey, I want to follow in their footsteps, or I want to do this. I'm looking for somebody to lead, guide, and direct. I want to see somebody who's powerful out there. And somehow you've decided not to show up for that person because you took an easy street. I think reading this book is a great way to start you on a path of saying, you know what, why have I allowed myself to fall into these traps? Let's start getting back on the horse and make this happen. Because it's there to be just, I mean, there's a reason that, like, that there are like 15 direct sales companies that grew by over 100 million last year. So you can't tell me you're running out of people. You can't tell me it's that, you know, people aren't interested. You can't. Are there going to be people interested? Yes. Are there people? Yes. They're going to be both sides. But the idea is that if we're not out there fighting every inch of the way, we're never going to support people making a better decision for their lives. So this book is terrific for that, so I highly recommend it. Again, 99 cents on Amazon or somewhere. You can get a used book and get it in. Short read, but great substance in it. So let's talk about, if you don't like your, let's just talk about what's in the book. They talked about if you don't like your results, change your approach. And we know that because what do we know that we know that we know? One of my people in my organization talked about 60 Minutes last night, and she said there are a bunch of billionaires on 60 Minutes last night, and they were sharing about what they're now doing in the charitable arena. They're applying the same principles they did to make their billions in the charitable. And the major point that every one of them made was it's thinking outside the box. I mean, all of them were talking about, you know, if you stay, if you just absorb the standard way of thinking in America, that's not going to get you in a better place. Because, you know, that whole concept of in order for you to change your place, you need to change your thinking. Because the thinking that got you stuck in where you are today cannot get you unstuck because it's the same thinking. So we need to change our approach. We need to look at things new. We need to, as I call it turn the crystal. It's kind of an interesting concept that I heard in a self-development course that, you know, when you have a crystal and light hits it, it throws off different colors. But isn't it intriguing how when you turn the crystal, the colors totally change and they go off in different directions? And that's how I look at our brains, that we need to turn that crystal. We need to, because then we see things differently. We choose to look at things differently. Things are different. But if we stay stuck and we're know-it-alls and we're not open to learn and grow, then we're going to stay in the rut. So 95% of the people in this world aren't getting ahead. They're just getting caught up. They're getting by, they're caught in a rut, they're trapped in the endless cycle of financial frustration. And that's an important statistic to know. And here's the government statistics we're all so familiar with, and I don't know when the last time you used this with somebody that you were sharing Manatech with, but they're great statistics to put out there. Of 100 typical Americans by age 65, 36 are dead, 54 are dead broke, 5 are still working, 4 are financially independent, and 1 is wealthy. Those are incredible statistics. And where do you fit in there? You're on this phone call, so you're not in the first category because you're alive, right? But where else are we fitting in here? So you get a look at, say, if 95% of Americans are either dead broke or working, why don't I want to follow the 5%? The 5% I want to go after. How do people become totally financial independent or wealthy? I want to pursue that model, not the other model. So if people really understood the full benefits of being in the 5%, there would be a lot more people choosing to open different doors in their lives, right? They'd start thinking differently. They'd start looking outside the box. They'd start pursuing the people and saying, I want to be like that person. What is she doing or he doing differently from me? How do I associate with more people like that? Because we know that our basic lifestyle and our income level is going to be fixed by the people we surround ourselves with. So what does that tell you to do? Step it up a little bit. Pull yourself outside the environment you might be putting yourself in just to feel good about yourself because you're better than people around you. You want to feel good about yourself because you've got so many awesome friends that are off the charts, you know, doing 10 times better than you are. That's what you want to be doing. So we want to open different doors in our lives, right? Open the ideas to different doors. And this is, we first start with the imagination. Money and time are no object. Wouldn't that be a wonder? That, this is what I call true wealth in your life. It's not about what you accrue. It's about money and time are no object. It's what gives you the freedom. My freedom to go to Brazil for 10 days or 15 days is just, and just take off. I'm picking up all my stuff, jumping on a plane on Friday to be in Brazil for almost two weeks, just to be loving on people, sharing the gospel, having an awesome time evangelizing in Brazil, in small little communities out of Montes Claros, Brazil. Now, that's awesome, and I don't have to worry about a thing. And if I choose to stay there a whole month, that's okay too, except I do need to be at ManaQuest, but it's okay. I mean, you follow? I can make choices of what I want to do when I want to do it. That's great. Imagine you can walk if you're young and you're just having a family. Imagine walking your children to school every day because you don't have a J-O-B. You have the flexibility of being with. It's kind of like the Robbins family, Kevin and his wife. They've never have either of them had a J-O-B. The kids only know one thing. Both my parents are at home. Kevin gets to take his daughter to all of her gymnastics events, and she's competing at the statewide level now. I mean, this is fun stuff to be able to, you know, I hear so many stories about parents missing all their kids' baseball games or something because they had to work or their lives were so, quote-unquote, busy, right? So how about planning your work around your golf game? Some of you don't golf, but you can put anything in there that you love to do. And you get to plan your work around that. Going on vacation and coming back when you decide to. Paying off all your credit card debts, all the credit card statements at the end of each month and bills at this, so you carry zero debt. What lifestyle would that be for you? All of those things. That's the imagination. Now, some of us don't. We just cross that off. We probably don't even want to be on this call any longer today because we look at that's not my life today, and we don't want to be depressed. And people, it's not about getting depressed and looking at your life today and getting depressed about it. It's about looking at your life and saying, I can be different than this. I don't have to live like this because there's something greater out there that allows me the freedom that I'm looking for. So, right? So don't get into the depression mode and the negative mode. Get into the positive mode. Choose to be positive. It's one of those seven mindsets, right? Optimism. Heart of gratitude. Be grateful for where you are and even more grateful for where you're going. And this little book, Copycat Marketing, gives you the secret to real wealth creation. And it really does. It's a cute little book that tells you everything you need to know to create wealth. And it starts with a premise called Copycat Marketing 101. Copycat, he talks about copycat because if you look at the reality of our lives, everything we've ever done really becomes copycat. When we're born, what do? We start copycatting our parents when we learn how to walk. We copycat our parents learning how to speak. We copycat our parents in learning how to read and write. And then we go off to school and we copycat our teachers and how to do math problems. And we copycat our parents when we learn how to drive a car. And I mean, isn't mirroring and modeling the whole concept of how we grow as people? And one of the downsides of that constant barrage of mirroring and modeling and mirroring and modeling is we get lazy with our thinking. And this is where we go awry. Creative thinking. That's where all, if I look back at my high school and junior high and all those classes I took, creative writing, my international literature teacher, I'll never forget her. I mean, There's certain people in my life I'll never forget because they stimulated my mind in a whole new way. They took it and they drove me to think outside the box, right? And there was no box. School can be so rote, but those are the ones that really stimulated your brain in looking in different directions. So we don't ever want to get lazy with our thinking, because lazy with your thinking is lazy with your life, and that's too valuable to ever be lazy with. So why, if we've learned how to copycat all these things in our life, this is the question he asks in the book. He says, then why is there one thing we've found a way to do that and we haven't done in copycatting, and that is copycatting the way to create wealth? And the reason is because most people are copycatting the 95%. They're chasing a job to just get by. We chase the job. And I was raised the same way. Depression parents, right? Born in 20 and 22, and they raised their kids, and they said, you know, work hard, do good at school, go to college, and get a good job. That was their whole play, all on and on and on. Don't date, don't whatever. Well, my parents produced 4 kids in 3.5 years. That's what they're part of their A personality type of my mother, and they moved out, they raised these kids, and they ended up with only 2 grandchildren out of 4 children. And one of my siblings never even got married. So what do you think about that? Did their influence have some impact on our lives? Absolutely. 3 Phi Beta Kappas, 2 doctorate degrees, Order of the Coiffe in law school. I mean, they created these intellectual monsters, I call them. But the idea was it was all about getting a J-O-B. The whole mechanism was about J-O-B. But that was the training. That's how it was, the 95% chasing a job just to get by. And I would still be in a job, although I was very entrepreneurial and bought my own companies and I did some other things for leverage purposes, so I had a bigger picture in mind. But, what got me in network marketing was my dad's illness. Nothing more, nothing less than just that whole concept happening in my life that helped me find the glyconutrients. But the idea is that we can look back and see what influences our patterns of behavior in our lives, but we don't have to choose to fall into the trap. Because when we look at a job, what are we doing? We're actually chasing dollars. We're chasing money. The money pays off the bills, and we have to chase money. What happens when we don't have a job? We go belly up. So it's everyday work required to pay off the bills, everyday work. And how do we get ahead? By maybe saving a little, right? We save a little, and I think saving is terrific. I started saving when I was a youngster, and that's made a big difference in my life. It allowed me to, buy businesses. It allowed me to invest in things that other people weren't capable of investing in that have produced tremendous results. But the idea of saving was your only real option to get ahead, because that income, you were dependent on it every single day to pay those bills. And so there wasn't a concept of creating wealth except for perhaps the few dollars you put away in savings. That was the only method, and probably most of the investments we were making back then were more linear investments, and we'll talk about that. But there's a difference. See, the definition of wealth is having enough money and enough time to do what you want when you want. True wealth is not about buying more things. It's about having more time to do what you want to do. It's about freedom with our time. Time is our most valuable asset. I've said that over and over and over again. It's also our only limited asset we have in our life, because none of us can ever get more than 24 hours a day. So at the end, after the hour that you spend with me this morning, you can never have 10 to 11 Central Daylight Time on July 21st back again. It's gone forever. So time is our most valuable. And there's an ancient Chinese proverb he mentioned in the book, which I loved. It said, better to throw all of your fortune down a deep well than to squander one moment of time. If that resonates with you, pick that out of the outline and plug it up above your computer so you acknowledge that. Because I know squandering one moment of my time has happened more times than not. And again, it doesn't mean that you don't rest and have relaxation time. It just means we need to stop the lazy mode. And I have lazy mode, and I need to just look at that and say, what's that all about? And we think about one child dying every 6 seconds. Maybe we can have a better insight into what our lazy mode is. our lackadaisical attitude towards our lives because we really don't have to do anything. The have-to language needs to be gone. Choose to do something. If we look at people that are effective, my category, lawyering, right, doctors and lawyers, it's that time, they exchange time for the money trap. And that's truly true. When I was lawyering, I was making good money, but the problem was I was getting up at 6 every morning. I was working till 10 o'clock at night, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Went in on Saturday for another 6 to 8 hours. Sunday was truly my only day off. And I was doing this year in, year out, year in, year out. And was I making good money? Yeah, I bought a house, I did some fun things. But what's incredible that happens with people that are doctors and lawyers is look at their lifestyle. Because they make more money, they add what? A ton of debt. They buy bigger houses, they buy fancier cars, they go on more vacations, they send their kids to private school, they take advantage of all the affinities that they have. But it's all based on what? Making sure they show up at work. It's not really wealth as much as it is a lifestyle they're buying, but they need income every day to keep that lifestyle up. So we call it the money trap because if they stop working, their debt will eat them up, right? It's slave to temporary income is what it is. So why create income when you can be in wealth creation? Exchanging time for money is not a winning formula. And we know that when we go in the cash flow quadrants with Kiyosaki, and he doesn't go into that in the book. I'm not even sure when he wrote this book that the cash flow quadrants were around. But same concept, that we don't want to exchange time for money because time is a limited asset and it limits how much money we make. So we want to leverage our time, right? If not, when we copycat the job market, we are never creating true wealth. Job is linear growth while wealth is leveraged growth. Wealth is leverage growth. So there's a difference between income creation and wealth creation. One is linear, one is leveraged. So let's talk about the leverage, the story of Coca-Cola. I thought this was fascinating. I don't know how many of you ever heard the story of Coca-Cola, but it was a great story. This is the first I heard. In 1888, Asa Candler, I believe the name was, bought the rights to a fountain drink called Coca-Cola. Sales grew as massive numbers of drugstores or fountains began serving it. So again, they were serving it only at a fountain. So people would buy it and they'd buy the mix or something and they'd serve it at a fountain and became one of the most popular drinks. Somebody approached him and said, you know what, we want to buy your Coca-Cola. And a friend of him came up to him in the meantime as he was contemplating whether to sell and take his, you know, minor fortune he was going to make from it. And a friend came up and said, why are you doing that? He said, why don't you leverage it? And the guy looked, Asa looked at him and said, how do I leverage Coca-Cola? And he said in two simple words, bottle it. And we all know the rest of the story, right? Amazing. But that's how he leveraged it. So now Coca-Cola is in everybody, not my household, but a lot of households all over the world. It's the top selling drink all over the world, right? Coca-Cola. And just by leveraging. Leverage comes from the word lever, and we know lever allows us to multiplies our strength. That's how levers work in physics. It makes your job easier by being smarter, right? But what other leverage do we see in our society? We see real estate brokerage firms. In fact, I helped purchase a Century 21 franchise for my son-in-law for Georgetown, Texas. So, and they just became a couple years ago, they became the top seller of houses in Georgetown, and they bought out the Century 21 of Austin, Texas now. So these guys are really doing terrific. But it's great to see them so successful. But this was, again, did they decide to do something outside the box instead of go after J-O-B? Isn't that wonderful? And nothing like being able to be in a position to help them do that and create this incredible life for themselves. Real estate brokerage firms like Century 21 have used it for years. What do? They leverage off of a team of independent contractors. So my son-in-law makes a ton of money in his Century 21 franchise because he's got 18 brokers in Georgetown and he's got 110 in Austin, Texas. So he's got almost 130 people that he makes money off of. That's called leverage. Right? That's the leverage. Making the job easier, being smarter, leveraging. Franchising is another leverage system. And franchising only became legitimate in the 1950s with Ray Kroc and McDonald's. We know all about the McDonald's story, right? But do you realize that franchising was condemned? It was called a scam. People were suing about it. this all happened when it first came out. Does that sound interesting to you about looking at network marketing? Again, a system of leverage, of making money off of leveraging. Our society tends to want to blame it on being a scam. Why? Because it's not the same as what everybody's used to. It's something new. So right away it seems we want to call it a scam because it's something new. When really franchising is virtually very similar to what we do in network marketing, right? But soon it was no longer looked at as a scam. And the key to franchising is duplication. McDonald's builds every restaurant identically. In fact, when you walk into any McDonald's, the fryer's in exactly the same place everywhere you go, whether it's in Singapore, whether it's in South Africa, whether it's in Dallas, Texas. They're absolutely identical. Duplication is what it is. And we know about Michael Gerber talking about that whole concept of building a system and duplicating a system, and that's what makes success. That's the foundation to success, is duplicating a system. And now we're seeing it with the three-point plan. I can't wait. 12 months from now, I can't wait to see where North America is in sales in Manatech because of the three-point plan and that duplication. Once again, building a system and duplicating it. But when you look at franchising, what's the issue about franchising? If you and I chose to go into franchising today, what's our prospect of doing that? Not very good unless you had $500,000. McDonald's franchise, $250,000. You know, a lot of the franchises out there are very, very expensive, right? So how do we do that? We would have to say it's tough to go into franchising because the expense, the startup costs are so high. So what if there was a way for $500 or less you could have a power-packed, high-leverage business with unlimited income potential that average people could copycat? Interesting proposition. And what's the answer to that? Of course, we're all looking at it. We're all involved in it. It's called network marketing. For $500 or less, we have a power-packed, high-leverage business with unlimited income potential that average people could copycat. It doesn't take a degree. It doesn't even take a high school graduation, diploma. Anyone can duplicate it, and it costs less than $500 to get in. What an incredible opportunity we have. Incredible that we can share with the world to help people everywhere and anywhere. So leverage, important concept. Let's talk about the second important concept here, exponential growth, a formula for building a fortune. And that's called compounding. Its linear equation is like 5 plus 5 equals 10, right? 5 plus 5 equals 10. So if we add another, just like my son-in-law, he's got a leverage with his brokerage firm, and he's making with his Century 21. The only way he makes more money is he buys another Century 21, which is exactly what he did. So he started with Georgetown, saturated that, and he bought another one, which is the Century 21 in Austin. Now, what's incredible here is that here's the differential. We're like a franchise. We have leverage like a franchise, but what's intriguing is the franchise has no what? Compounding that happens. The franchisor has no compounding. They just leverage off of the group of independent contractors they get underneath them. But there's no multiple tiers happening. There's not a compounding that's going on. In other words, each of their agents don't get to bring on 10 more agents who get to bring on 10 more agents, right? You follow me? That's not what happens in real estate brokerage firms or in typical franchise situations. The compound effect is not 5 plus 5. In other words, we're not adding 5 more real estate agents on, but when we're adding 5 new Manatech associates, we now get to multiply it times 5 because each of those we help find their 5 or their 5 at their 5. And so it's a multiplication effect, which is a compounding effect, not just purely a linear equation. Exponential looks like 5 times 5 equals 25. Like investing money in a guaranteed return, making a contribution every month. Compounding effect. When you're investing your money or your time, linear equals limited, exponential equals explosive. And that's what industry we're involved in. There's a rule of 72, which I never heard of before, or I might have years ago. I can't say never because my memory is not as great as it was 10 years ago. But so I might have heard of it 10 years ago or 20 years ago when I was being a big investor in things. The rule of 72, a formula to determine how long it will take an investment to double. So you take an annual interest rate. Let's say today's 2% that you get at a bank, maybe, right? If you divide it into 72, it'll take you 36 years to double your investment with compounding. Is that crazy, though, right? What if it's 10%? What if I could get 10% return? Then it would take me 7.2 years. So it wouldn't take me 10% a year. It wouldn't take me 10 years because I have compounding. I'm earning income on income, right? If I'm reinvesting, it's kind of like when you turn back in your dividends. You reinvest your dividends, you're going to have compounding effect versus linear effect. And I put a chart in here out of the book that just shows you the difference between linear growth. After 50 years, you'd have 80,000. Exponential growth, you'd have 1,000,003. A choice you make on whether you want exponential growth in your life or you want linear growth. Very different effective results, right? So how do you experience exponentially if you don't have big money to start with? In other words, we don't have money to start in franchising or other things. We want to combine franchising because we would want to start off with 10,000 and invest it on exponential growth. If I have $500, how do I experience exponential growth? I combine franchising and exponential growth all in one, and it's called network marketing. That's what we have. Time times exponential growth equals financial freedom. So the question is not whether this is a proven system, the network marketing model as we know it today. It combines franchising with exponential growth or what we call not nonlinear doubling concept. We have franchise and exponential growth, those two concepts. Put them together, and you have network marketing. So if we look at it, is it a proven system? Well, I looked up the statistics out of the Wall Street Journal article. $167 billion in sales annually in the world today. $167 billion industry, 89.7 million salespeople involved in direct sales today in the world, 89.7 million. So when somebody ever questions you about your model or your business, you can just kind of look at them and go, so you think that with $167 billion of sales in the world today and almost 90 million people involved in this model, you're calling it a sham? Is that what you're saying? So you need to, statistics are important too, right? So know your statistics. So the idea is not whether it's a proven system, but the question becomes, as I took out of the book, he says, do you have the vision to see it, the wisdom to understand it, and the courage to take advantage of it so that you too can copycat your way to wealth? Network marketing, the ultimate copycat system. I agree, because it's all about duplication. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people don't make it, because they come in and they try to do it their way, right? They jump in instead of learning and becoming humble and just saying, I surrender, right? The power of submission, saying, okay, I'll do it this way because it's proven that it works. So let me do it this way instead of my way. I was a my way person for a while, and then I needed to be taught and trained, humbled, when I failed miserably the first 6 months, and I did, okay, so I'm going to read all the books, and I'm going to learn what network marketing is about, and I'm going to duplicate, because it's a totally duplicatable system. That's a beautiful thing. Duplication is key to what we do in network marketing, and we see exponential growth because we get the benefit of getting five who get five who get five. It's exponential growth. It's compounding effect. And when you look at the parable of the talents, he brought that up in the book. He says, the issue is not about how great we're blessed, whether we get two talents or five talents or whatever. It's what we do with the blessings we get. We're not to bury them and protect them, but rather invest them, allow them to duplicate and multiply. That's the parable of the talents. So, and compounding, even Einstein's called compounding the eighth wonder of the world. So look at your life and where are you compounding, right? What are you investing in that's compounding? So it's not just like, you know, I invest money in real estate, right? I buy a piece of real estate. I leverage the real estate by borrowing from a bank. So I only put $20,000 into a piece of real estate. and it throws off for me, income-wise, about $1,000 a month. So I've invested 20, I make $12,000 a year, and guess what? The balance of the income that's being thrown off, because it's $1,000 is what I clear, the rest of the income that the property makes is paying off the mortgage. So not only am I making a gigantic rate of return on my $20,000 investment, but I'm also watching the mortgage get paid off in my lifetime. So when I pass away in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever, however old the Lord allows me to be, my family will inherit this property, stepped up basis, so they won't pay any income tax on the accrual of value in it, and they'll get it basically scot-free with no debt on it. So that $20,000 will have given me $12,000 a year income for the rest of my life, plus it will be $150,000 to $200,000 asset from my $20,000. That's exponential. Get it? Are you guys getting this? Leverage and compounding and exponential. That's what we want to do with our lives. That's what we want to create the wealth in our lives that allows us to have the freedom to do what we want to do, right? And network marketing is a franchise system that enables you to create this wealth and freedom exponentially in months and years instead of taking you decades. Because there are other techniques you can use that take 25, 35 years. In network marketing, if you are disciplined and you follow the daily action tracker and you do the things, 3 contacts every day, show the plan 5 times a week, 3 to 5 times a week, you do that every single week, success will be yours. But it's a choice you make. So if you have the discipline to do it, that's where we sometimes fall by the wayside. Because getting a job is easier. So note the choices we make that really aren't very wise choices, but are they easy? Do we follow easy street? Or do we go out there and we say, I'm all in. I'm dedicated. I'm putting my time and energy. I'm rededicating. I'm taking the 3-point plan and I'm running it to the moon because I can discipline myself. I can set forth and say, I'm going to do this the way it should be done, and that's by following the system and watching that incredible duplication and exponential growth occur in your organization. So the copycat, the system that creates true wealth, not linear pay, right? So why are we copycatting jobs? Because that's how we were raised. You don't see that in the newest generation. In fact, when I read the network marketing piece in the Wall Street Journal, it talked about some of these companies like USANA seeing an explosion of young people coming into their business. Why? Because they didn't get raised by people that were born in the recession, right? The Great Depression. They came out of a different era. They had a different influence. Many of them looked at their parents and said, I don't want to work as hard as my parents worked. My parents were the ones that were raised by the Great Depression parents, and I don't want to work 40, 50, 60 hours a week. That's not what their dream is for their life. That's not how they view their need to make income and have what they want in life. It isn't structured by what their parents did, because that didn't attract them. So they're trying something different. They're looking for exponential growth, franchising exponential growth, all in one package to create this result. And remember, again, same thing. Franchising was thought as a scam, and then in the 80s and 90s, it became the hottest business concept. And I did some research. This wasn't in the book, but I looked up, where is franchising today? There are 770,000 franchise establishments in the U.S. alone. 770,000 franchise establishments. The franchise income generated reflects 4.5% of our gross domestic product. Last year it was 3.5%. So note the increase just in 1 year, right? Gigantic. That's like a 30% increase in 1 year in franchise income as part of our GDP. This is a model that's not only working in the United States, but it's got to be one of the fastest growing models in the United States as well. Networking, same, based on not on you being innovative, rather on your ability to duplicate. And there's a differential here of advantage of networking over franchising. You can look at those issues there. That, again, came right out of the book as well. Unlike franchisees, as an independent contractor, you don't have to stay in the role of franchisee, but you actually become a franchisor by sponsoring others in your business and teaching them to copycat a proven system for wealth creation. That's what distinguishes us, right? Our major distinction is we become franchisors, and the people we sign up become franchisors. So it's a multiplication. That's the exponential growth that we have in networking. A franchisee can acquire other franchisees, just like I gave you the example of my son-in-law, but this is always linear because they can never be a franchisor. You are just that in network marketing, a franchisor. This is the exponential growth of network marketing, and we all know the story of duplication. I love this story. I remember when somebody told me this when I was basically in my first year of networking. They said, you know, if you just sign up one person each month, so I start in January, I sign up one person. And I sign up just one person each month, January. So how many people did I sign up in 1 year? 12. And the person I signed up signs up her one per month, and their people sign up one per month. If each one of those people just signs up one per month, sounds very simple, doesn't it? In 12 months, you'll have 4,096 people in your organization. So why aren't we doing this? Because the average networker is not focused on the 5%. They're not focused on this incredible opportunity of duplication. But they get focused back on the 95%. How do I have in some security? Where do I get to get there? They're not willing to give a little out of their, get out of their comfort zone. That's what happens to us. We're not willing to do the daily activities that we know proven results. We're not developing the communication skills we need to be able to be better in what we do, right? We want to make sure we have good communication skills in doing the presentation, great listening skills, which are so crucial for our business, right? We aren't willing to face our fears and overcome them. We rather succumb to them. We allow somebody who doesn't like network marketing to somehow sway our opinion about it not being the best method of wealth creation for the average person. We let somebody convince us that we're wrong when we know we're right. We fail to remove the emotion around a no. So when anyone says no to us, we just crumble and we crawl into it like a snail in its shell. And we shut down, and we may not poke our head out for another 2 weeks. So we create failure in our own business. All of these things happen, and many more, that stop us from experiencing exponential wealth. I suggest don't ever, ever allow negative people to steal your dreams. Your dreams are your dreams, and you all can achieve them. The famous formula, belief plus skills plus action equals wealth. And this book was truly about belief. It was truly about building your belief in the model. It's your turn to break out of the pack and begin creating true wealth and total freedom. So people, what a great book. And I think it's one of those books that I'm going to recommend to, you know, it's probably one of those that when we get started in this South African plan, the three-point plan, this should be part of the Book of the Month Club for when you start newbies. Start with Why is a great one as well by Simon Sinek, but this one has got to be at the top of my list. Because if I can believe that, if I can build that belief system in my brand new networker so he really gets why network marketing, now you've got the Rock of Gibraltar. Don't let anyone push you around because we really have an awesome model. Okay, people, that's all I got for today. Any questions? Any comments? Anyone in the call who's ever read Copycat Marketing before? Lydia, did you permanently mute all the lines?
No.
Oh. It's a quiet group.
This has been very inspirational. Thanks.
Good. You're welcome. Anyone else? Did this move you in any direction? A lot of it probably wasn't new for some of you, but some of it's new. Some of it's looking at it, maybe taking the crystal and turning it, just looking at it a different way.
Yeah, I think it's a great reminder and just reaffirming what we already knew.
Yeah, and isn't it funny, Melinda, I hear your voice and I go, isn't it funny how we know this stuff, but somehow it fades in our brain? Does that make sense to you? It kind of fades. And we lose what we really have our hands on is like we have that diamond that South African farmer found, but he didn't recognize it as a diamond. But we have it. It's right here in our hand. and we have it. But somehow we've allowed other things to kind of make it dirty and lose its shine, and all of a sudden maybe it's not worth the $1 million we thought it was, and we just get caught up in stuff instead of really recognizing the diamond we each have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I need to hear it every single day.
Yeah, isn't it? Wouldn't you? Yeah, great. So we'll put this on Mana Train, and you can play it every day, right? It does. It's like, and maybe, and Jean, maybe give it, let Tim listen to this one, too.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Yeah, this isn't a bad, it isn't a bad call, an outline, to give to a spouse who has some negative feelings. It's not a bad thing to do, right? Think about that. Maybe
well,
it's
and
a
we
good
all have those. Yeah, we all have those people that say, "You do what? Oh no, that's for
right.
losers. Are you kidding me?"
God,
yeah.
Wow.
It needs to
yeah.
be reaffirmed all the time. This makes
absolutely.
Sense.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, it's these things that holds me back. I know it is.
Yeah, great. Well, good. I'm glad you're on the call. And now you just plug it in every morning. Put it on your iPhone and listen to that. It was big for me. I love the book. I wasn't
yeah,
sure. Anyone else? Okay, everybody. Love you all. Have a great week. Let's get out there and make a difference in this world and get excited about being at ManaQuest. And, and here's one more thing. By the way, Lydia took a picture of me this morning standing by my wall because you know what's up on my wall in my office? My huge blown-up daily tracker, 100-day tracker from Jason Lester. It's in the library. Go in the library, get it. You can take it out to a print shop and get it blown up. So it's like, what is it, Lydia, about 3.5 feet by 2 feet, maybe?
Oh, my.
Yeah. I mean, it's sizable. It's on my wall, and I'm going to keep track every day. It's my step toward, if he can run a marathon every day, I can do the daily dozen every day, right? Right. Think about it. If he can run a marathon, why can't I do a daily dozen? I can find 3 new contacts. I can show the plan. I can all these things I can do because I don't, you know what? I don't have to run a marathon. Thank you, Jason. You know, because that's something I couldn't do at this stage of my life. I don't know if I could do it at any stage of my life where I'll run a marathon a day, but I know I couldn't run a marathon today. So I'm blessed to be able to look at that wall and say, you know what? Every day I'm doing all of those activities every single day with a goal that I have at the end of 100 days, and everyone sets that goal. But every one of us can do it. So think about getting that blown up. Go on the library and get that blown up, and they have the pixels perfect for it, so you can just take it over to a printer and print it off, and you can plaster it up on your wall. It's a great reminder. And some of you will go, well, Mary Jo, I'm not going to do all it. Well, you know what? Don't get into condemnation over yourself. All you want to do the best you can every day and watch that and just push yourself outside the box a little bit, because it's that outside-the-box thinking that's going to build that incredible wealth in your life. If you keep doing what you've always been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've always been getting. That's an absolute fact of life. So, okay, everybody, love you all. By the way, have a great couple of weeks. You won't hear from me the next 2 Mondays because I'll be in Brazil. So lift me in prayer if you can, or thoughts, or whatever that is for you. I appreciate all that with our team down there. We've got about 30 brand new spanking new people that have never been before, so that's going to make it an interesting trip, as well as, you know, the other 30 of us that have, you know, we go every year because we love it so much. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And of those 30, about 25 of them are 25, between 17 and 25 years old. So we got a huge young group. So pray for me to do a lot of prospecting on this trip with all the missionaries with me as well. I'd like to get them all in Manatech by the time I'm done with them down there. But yeah, but that's not the purpose of my trip by any means. So have a great couple of weeks, everybody, and I hope to see you guys all at ManaQuest when I get back in town. Love you all. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.